So how are your new role then with Paul?
I'm enjoying it. It's been a brilliant experience the last 10 days since he rung me, and I've come on board, and today's been one of them results where everything's gone right for us. Myself, my job is to come and assist him and bring in players and if he needs, and just take the pressure off him. Obviously he's playing up front and he needs someone on the sidelines, and for the time being, while I can't play, it's a perfect fit. I'm local, it's only 10 minutes for me, and it's a good club. There's good people here and they've got good ambition.
Whose idea was it?
Paul, to be fair, he just rung me out of the blue. He rung me and just said, look, do you fancy it? So I'd been, to be honest, the 6 weeks that I had been out playing, I'd not really been doing much. I'd been going over to Scarborough, obviously, to watch their games, and I think he knew, I think he spoke to a couple of lads who I'd been with, and they said, look, they know he's got a bit of coaching experience and a bit, few good contacts. So
had it been, in them 6 weeks, had it been something you think thought
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I had thought about it because I wanted to keep involved. I don't like to be out of football for a long time. I knew with the injury that I'd sustained that I would be out for predominantly, I thought it'd be the whole season. And the last thing I wanted is to not be involved. So when he gave me the call, it was a no-brainer, really.
And it's not like you're coming in and just being stood on the sidelines. You're actually able to bring players in, which you have, haven't you?
Yeah, and to be fair, today they've had an impact. They've done well in the games before Chris Fisher came. I think it was he's played last week and he's played today and Saturday. And he's experienced, he's been around the leagues, he's played in the Evo Stick. I've played with him, so I know what he brings to the side. And then Fraser Hansen today I thought was tremendous. He's a young lad, he's got a great attitude, and when he's given the opportunity to play, he's frightening to play again. He just gets at people. And the ball he put in for the third goal, I thought was top quality.
And then there's Ben as well.
Yeah, there's Ben. Ben and Will played in centre midfield. Ben, they just give us that bit of experience that we were lacking to play against alongside the younger players that we do have. We're getting there. The box have been built. The foundations are there for a good push. We've got a hard month coming, so we need to make sure that we have a little bit of momentum before we go into that. We go to Albion Sports. I think we go to Cleethorpes. They're hard games, so the squad's coming together.
So what's the situation with the injury at the minute, then?
I've got a consultation. I think it's 9 weeks that it happened. It's 9 weeks today. I've got a consultation with the specialist again on Monday. I'm still in a hell of a lot of pain, even walking. I can kick the ball, but it's not right. It's not healed well. So I've got a consultation and we'll go from there. It looks like I'll need surgery, to be honest.
So you're not going to be playing this season?
No, then? No. Playing-wise, that's far in the future. It's disappointing for me, but it's one of them things in football you've got to learn, and you've got to accept these things happen.
Well, if you have a year off, say, from year to day, you're going to use that year wisely, aren't you? Because you're going to be still involved learning.
Yeah, I've always
learning a different side to
it. I've always said that once I stop playing, I will get into management. Never thought it'd be this early in my career, but it's a good experience for me. I'm getting to know the ins and outs of how a club works. Obviously, signing players, and it's only going to benefit me.
I mean, obviously, your family's used to a lot of goodwill in the last few years with your charity games and a few other things. How much goodwill have you had since the injury and since this appointment?
Look, that's one of the things that I'd just like to say, that we are very thankful for the amount of people who have supported us over the last couple of years with the charity games. And people are so kind, obviously, with the injury, messaging me and giving me goodwill and good support. And non-league's a tight-knit family. Everyone knows each other, like yourself with the website. Everyone I know is proud of what you do, and you bring everyone together. It is a hard time, but when you have a community of people who look after each other, it makes it hard.
So you've had a lot of messages, injury and appointment.
Yeah, since the injury, obviously, everyone can see it on Facebook and stuff like that. I'm not really a social media mad kind of person, but there was a lot of messages on there. And then since the appointment, I've spoke to three or four managers who've rung me, who were a bit surprised because they wanted to sign me. But they've just wished me well, and they've given me some good advice. And again, it's Paul Beasley's the manager and I'm his assistant, and he's the gaffer at the end of the day, and I'm here to support him. So